Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with American Manganese CTO and director Zarko Miselgia. Zarko, happy new year and welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thank you, Jim. I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year as well.
With the new year, this is our first broadcast on Company Showcase for the year. What kind of direction is the company planning to go in 2022?
Well, first of all, I say I'm pleased to be back on the podcast to kick off the new year. Larry has asked me to step in this week as he's resting at home, recovering from pneumonia. He is doing well, and we do talk daily, and I can hear that he sounds much better. But I think this is a well-needed rest for him because I don't think I've seen him take more than a few days off since I've known him. He is strong and dedicated to this company and its shareholders, but nevertheless, he thought it would be best if I give an update this week on the recyclable demonstration plant and Wendon stockpile. Now, this week, I'd like to first start off with a few comments on the Wendon stockpile because I know many listeners are looking for an update. So with our initial lab-scale project, awarded by the U.S. Defense Logistics Agency, or DLA for short, it gave us key insights to the Wendon material and confirmed the viability of the company's patented manganese recovery process, which we had reported to the DLA. But what I can say now is with the successful completion of the project, we are in ongoing discussions with the DLA about a potential follow-on project. I can't say more than that now, but with the need for EMM, or electrolytic manganese metal, and advanced forms of manganese more broadly, we're confident AMI has a positive role to play. Now, switching gears to the demonstration plant work, we have received a large shipment of equipment and cathode scrap feedstock material. To be honest with you, we do feel very fortunate to have received the equipment, given the horror stories I've heard from other companies about supply chain shortages and even some of our own local weather delays here in Vancouver. Therefore, we are aware that we need to stay proactive and look ahead to ensure smooth transitions in our development work. Now, focusing on the project, we are currently working on assembling equipment and still targeting for February. Now, following assembly, we need to do water testing of all components prior to feeding material through the plant. This is standard practice and good practice to find any unknown unknowns and ensure everything is in good working condition to prevent hiccups and de-risk operation. For the demonstration plant operation, this will consist of continuous and long operating days along with periods of analysis to confirm operating conditions and look for any optimization points to increase efficiencies and throughput. All in, the testing will provide us more detailed data for scale-up and commercial cost structure as intended. But also, with the plant's 500 kilogram per day processing capacity, we will be producing lots of material relative to our prior pilot plant. And this is material that we can package in bulk samples for the interested third parties to validate and secure business relationships to align with our licensing and joint venture business model that I talked about during the last podcast. Now, it's already turning out to be an exciting year, and we can't wait to start testing on the hydrometallurgical recycling plant of this size. As I mentioned during the last podcast, do not confuse this hydrometallurgical processing capacity with the mechanical shredding capacity for recycling whole EV battery packs, which are much heavier. Now, and as a final comment on the industry in general, seeing the gap between the raw material supply and demand for lithium-ion battery materials, makes it a really exciting time to be involved in projects along the supply chain, and there's so many opportunities. For instance, I've taken part in a discussion session with groups such as BMAC, which is the Battery Metals Association of Canada. And part of this group are representatives from Canadian companies and streams such as mining, chemical processing, battery components, and battery recycling. And these, companies and representatives, we all want to grow the battery industry in Canada and expand the domestic supply chain. It's amazing connecting with experts in these fields to try and piece together a complete battery supply chain plan that can provide actionable insight for the Canadian government and for Canada to become a major global player in this new energy transition. after all, we do have the resources and talent here in Canada.
Zarco, for people who are new to the company, what is American Manganese all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company focusing on the recycling of lithium-ion battery waste material for metals such as lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt.
And where are you traded?
We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM.
If people want some information on the company, where should they go?
So everything's on our website. We at www.americanmanganeseinc.com. There you can find our phone numbers and email addresses for myself and Larry and others. Don't hesitate to reach out and ask any questions if something wasn't clear.
Zarco, thank you so much for being on Company Showcase, and all the best in the new year.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Maselgia, CTO and Director of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on January 14th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.